God, I was wondering when you were finally gonna be, like, out of the bathroom, you know? Because sometimes it feels like you take forever to get out of there. No. No, I'm not saying, like, you know, that you are taking forever, and I'm not trying to insinuate anything negative by that. I'm just saying it feels like it takes forever because any time spent away from you feels really empty, and it kind of feels like an eternity. Is that too cheesy? I'm sorry. But, I mean, it's the truth. You know, I really love to spend time with you, and more importantly, I love the pajamas you're wearing right now. Oh my gosh, they are so cute. You know, there is a magical charm about a girl in an oversized shirt, and, you know, I think a lot of the magic comes from you being in the oversized shirt. That is such a nice shirt. It makes you look so cuddly. God, can you just hurry up and get in the bed so we can cuddle? Please, 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 please. Because, little did you know, I'm wearing my own oversized shirt tonight too. So guess what? We can be like the oversized shirt brigade in bed with our oversized shirts, and it's gonna be wonderful, and it's gonna be so cuddly and so warm and so comfy and just so good and comfy, and I already said comfy twice, didn't I? There is a free spot on this bed waiting just for you, so get in bed with me. Get in bed with me. Yes, there we go, yes. Sorry, I know it's probably not appropriate to be so, like, you know, pumped up to cuddle and stuff, but I can't help it because, I don't know, just, you know, I've always enjoyed, you know, our time that we spend together and stuff, but I think this is the first time that you've been over at my house. I've been to yours plenty of times, and we've definitely snuggled in bed and other such things there, but I'm just really giddy and excited that, you know, you're finally here at my place for a change. You know, I always felt a little nervous to invite you over, you know, because that's kind of a big step, isn't it? I mean, it's not like we're living together or anything like that, but it, you know, I feel like it's one thing to go hang out at someone else's house in a almost casual way, but, you know, ever since we got together, it's, you know, a more sort of serious connotation, I guess, and I've just been really nervous about how to proceed with that, so I'm really grateful you took it well when I asked and invited you over for this weekend. I'm glad you seem just as thrilled about it as I am, though. I was worried I was, like, weird for being so giddy, you know what I mean? Like, you ever just feel so giddy and excited that you're with somebody, it just kind of feels like you're gonna explode. I mean, I don't want to explode. Like, I mean, can you imagine? Like, it would look like a murder scene, and you'd be responsible, and I wouldn't want you to get arrested or anything. But, I mean, it's just this explosion of happiness deep in my heart, and it's your fault. And I blame it entirely on you. So what do you got to say to that? Sorry, I know I'm being kind of ridiculous. I'm just all giddy and kind of nervous and just... Then again, there is that one thing that is pretty good at calming me down, and tonight it's a particularly nice view. If we just... I should probably go open the curtains first, though, because I did not think to do that. I am so dumb. Let me go do that real quick. You wait right here. You gotta keep your spot in the bed warm. It's been cold waiting for you this entire time of, like, an entire 5 minutes that felt like a whole day or something. Like, maybe worse than that. Probably a whole eternity, actually. That's probably more accurate now that I think about it. But, see? It's really pretty out tonight. It's gonna sound really, really dumb, but I've been keeping a sharp eye on, like, the weather forecast to ensure that when I invited you over, it would be, like, the perfect night to gaze out the window and look at the stars together in bed. Is that dumb or weird? Thank God, I'm so happy that you're glad about that. Okay, good. I didn't fuck up. Thank God. I mean, it's not like we got together super, super recent, but I mean, you know, we're still getting used to one another, so I guess I'm still kind of fretting in the back of my mind, like, you know, am I, you know, just, am I being all weird and stuff? I'm not very experienced with this whole love thing yet, and I'm just really glad that, you know, my real first relationship is with somebody that I've admired for so long, you know? Is that cheesy? I'll probably be asking that a lot at this rate. I should probably just quit worrying so much, huh? There's nothing better than being wrapped up in the comfortable blankets, just gazing out that window together. The dark sky just dotted with the stars. Though I'm much more enamored with the view of you, so much so that I am getting a little tongue-tied. But, you know, it's just, there is nothing better than spending time with you and being close with you, and I'm really glad that we have another opportunity together to just be with each other and not worry about the outside world. Like, right now, this bed is our world, and this room is our world, and nothing can really stop us from this moment of peace from that outside world that can be so terrifying sometimes, you know? But by finding each other and being with each other and having these moments, I think things are a lot less scary. It's a lot better when I'm with you. Don't you think so? You've got me in this weirdly sentimental mood tonight, is what's going on, I guess. I mean, I don't know, I just feel really affectionate. I just want to do what I can to show that I appreciate you and care about you, and I mean, I know I fucked dinner up a bit. I didn't mean to burn the pasta. That was entirely my bad. I mean, usually I don't. I'm usually pretty solid at making a pretty nice fucking pasta dish. That's a lot of pretties, but that's because when I'm done, it always turns out really pretty. But, I got so flustered and so distracted and just, I panicked so much that I just kinda burned it. But, I mean, you can't really complain when we had some pretty nice takeout tonight, though. I mean, I'm not the biggest on Chinese food, but I mean, it was pretty okay, I think. But I think it helps that I got to see that lovely smile of yours the entire time, and it made it taste so much better. Nah, my smile's not as great as yours. Mine's all dorky and gross, and, you know, you look at it, and it's just like, what the fuck? You know, why is this creature giving me this grin? Like, it looks like an angry monkey. Like, you know, that, I think, is how a lot of people would probably think if they saw me smile, but you're not a lot of people. You're you, and sorry, I'm so fretty. I can't help it, but it's just nice to have a moment of peace and quiet together like this. Do you mind if I hold your hand? I know that's kinda silly and cheesy and, you know, but sometimes it's the little things that mean a lot, and I think holding your hand would kinda calm me down a little bit, and I think it would be really nice. Your hand's really warm. I feel like my hand's really cold, but no? Oh, is it that warm, really? That's so weird. See, I get told this a lot. Like, I remember once when, you know, it was like really cold out, and one of my friends was like, you know, she kept holding on to my hand. She was like, you know, wow, your hand, it's so warm. But I felt like my hand was being chilled down to the bone, so I didn't know what the hell she was talking about. But that's like back in winter. That's not what this is. This is a much different context. I'm just kind of nervous, and my hands feel all like clammy and gross and ugh. But I'm glad that you don't think so. I'm such a nervous wreck. I don't know what to do with myself, you know? It's like I'm so glad to be with you, and I'm really happy that despite some of the bumps in the night, that ultimately it's turned out to be really wonderful. And it's even better because we are the oversized shirt brigade, or whatever the hell we want to call this, and we're all comfy in our big oversized shirts. Yeah, mine's pretty interesting. You can be the big bear, and I can be the little bear walking on its back giving the big one the massage. I think that would be super cute. Is that not accurate? I mean, I think it's fairly apt to compare myself to a bear. I mean, bears love honey, and I love you, and you are sweet as could be, almost as sweet as honey itself, so is that not fitting? Oh, I made you blush, oh gosh. Little do you realize, I made myself blush saying that, so we're in the same boat. We're blushing, and we're wearing our oversized shirts, like, wow, you know, and we're holding each other's hands, like, wow. You know? It's moments like these where I realize that the world can stand still for a little bit. You know, the world feels so overwhelming and so terrifying a lot of the time, and I've just been kind of stressed and not as well as I could be, and having you by my side has been so comforting, and I'm really glad we can be there for each other, you know? Because, I mean, I'm sure things haven't been the most smooth for you lately either, right? So I'm glad I can be there to support you too when you're struggling, even if it's just a little bit, you know? Even if it's as minor as the "I burnt the pasta" struggle, you know, we still were there for one another. I love you a lot. And I love the time that we spend together. Are you okay with cuddling while we look out the window together? Just kind of looking at the stars together. Do you want to be the big spoon, or do you want me to be the big spoon this time? How did we do it last time? I think you were the big spoon last time, right? I'll be the big spoon this time. Because I don't really get enough chances to do it. I mean, granted, I don't think I'm much of a big spoon. I think it's more accurate to say I'm like, what am I? Your human backpack, maybe? That sounds really weird, but gosh. Regardless, you go ahead and get comfy. You get all cuddled up and comfy and do what you gotta do. And I'll be right behind you, literally right behind you. And I'm gonna wrap my arms around you, and it's gonna be the most comfy, wonderful experience. And if things get a little too sweaty, or like things get really uncomfortable, we can just roll around in bed and position ourselves so we are totally comfy and only partially sweaty. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and wrap my arms around you now, and I'm gonna come cuddle closer. There we go. Your hair smells really lovely tonight. What shampoo did you use this time? I really love the smell of it. Oh, you used my honey shampoo? Maybe the honey comparison was apt this time. Oh, wow. It smells really good. You know, I never really notice it when I use it on myself, but now that I'm smelling it on you, I'm kind of realizing that's not a bad shampoo. Goofiness aside, though, Your body feels wonderful in my arms. I really love feeling you right next to me like this. I don't know if you can feel it, but my heart's pounding wildly in my chest right now. I kind of don't know what to do with myself, you know? I just really love spending time with you, and when I'm close to you like this, it gets kind of hard to resist just holding you and cuddling you and things like that, you know? Yeah, you can turn around if you want. I say you should do what you gotta do to get more comfy, right? It's not worth it if you're gonna lay and get all uncomfy, right? You know, that's not good. You don't want to lay around and, like, you know, accidentally get, like, a cramp in your neck or something. I've definitely done that before, and it sucks. Actually, having you facing me, it makes for a pretty nice sight. No, it's just the starlit sky really illuminates your face in this really beautiful way. I can just see you in this really, like, almost sensual kind of light. It's just, you look really fucking gorgeous, and I want to kiss you so much right now. Is that okay? Okay. I'm so nervous. I'm sorry. I know we've kissed several times at this point. I'm just kind of a wreck and don't know what to do with myself, and I'm kind of, you know? I didn't have to initiate it, huh? Thank you for taking that step for me. I kind of want to kiss you again, because your lips against mine felt so soft and very nice, and I want to feel it again. Is it okay? Gosh, I feel kind of like a schoolgirl getting all excited about her boyfriend giving her first kiss or something, you know? Even if it's not my first kiss, I always get so giddy after kissing you every time. It's so addicting, and I love feeling your lips against mine, and I'm just so dizzy with happiness, you know? I love seeing how radiant your smile is right now. I'd argue it looks much brighter than the moon and stars combined. Honestly, you look so incredibly happy. And I love seeing you happy. There's nothing I love more in the world. There's no sight on this earth that takes my breath away and makes me stop in my tracks the way that your smile does. You're so beautiful, and I don't know how I got such a wonderful girlfriend like you, but I am so grateful that you are my girlfriend. You are so wonderful and so cute, and just, you know, I don't know if you realize this, but you make me swoon in, like, with, like, no effort. You make me swoon in the easiest ways. Like, as soon as you open your mouth and you speak, like, your voice just makes me melt. And, you're just so good. I don't even know how to articulate it. You're just so good. When I'm with you, I feel like my soul lightens a little bit. Like, it just kind of feels like, it just feels like I'm walking on air almost, you know? Like, you just, is it weird to say that your spirit is comforting to me? Like, maybe that's a bit of a stretch or a weird thing to say, I'm not sure, but you have such a kind, wonderful spirit, and it's really wonderful. You're really wonderful, and I love you so much. I'm gonna take the initiative this time and kiss you, I think. I don't want to be a total coward when I want to express how much I love you through the power of kisses and hugs and cuddles and all of the affection. I love you so much. I'm trying to resist getting carried away. It's not that I don't want to kiss you, it's just I don't want to, you know, unexpectedly, like, you know. To be honest, being this close to you and kissing you and just being all romantic together like this, it's making me warm up a lot in a very particular way. Not just in an emotional sense, but a physical sense. If you know what I mean. I know I don't have to be so shy. I know we've done a few things together before, but I mean, it's not like I've never been shy during those times too, right? I'm just always really shy and awkward and, you know, when we're doing things. I mean, in general, but especially during those things. I really want to kiss you again, but I really want to express my love in this kiss. Is it okay? I guess in more frank terms. Do you mind a good old-fashioned French kiss? Okay. As long as you're okay with it, then I'll go ahead and... Okay. I love how your lips feel against mine, and I really love how it feels when our tongues glide together like that. I know I'm a bit of an awkward kisser still, I'm still getting used to it, but I'm glad you're okay with it and such. You have an idea? What's your idea? I'm kind of curious, actually. Wait, you're all warm and turned on too? It's not just me? I'm relieved, I was kind of worried. But I'm really happy I could turn you on too. What was your idea? Yeah, I'm familiar with that. the mutual masturbation stuff. I've never really, well, I mean, I know we used to do it a lot when we do phone sex stuff together, but I haven't really done it in person yet. Like, that's, I think, one of the things we haven't done. I've definitely humped your thigh and you've humped mine, and I know we've scissored and done things like that, but I don't think we've mutually masturbated yet, now that I think about it. But I'd really like to try it with you. let's see. I don't know if cuddling would be an ideal position for this. How do you want to do this? Do you want to just sit side by side and, like, watch each other, do you think? I think that would work, actually. Yeah, let's try it that way, I think. Oh, is that what you had in mind the whole time? Okay. Works for me. You know, there's this other thing about oversized shirts I really love. And I really love how, while it does sort of kind of cover parts of you, I love how it sort of just falls over your breasts like. You know how much I love breasts. I can't help it. I'm sorry, but that's gonna be one of the first things I notice when we're doing this kind of thing. Yeah, I guess. Okay. can't really resist. I'm kind of... not even kind of. You can see what I'm doing, right? You can see how my hand is... just gently... groping it. Right? You're gonna... mirror what I'm doing? I think that'd be pretty sexy, but don't feel like you have to. I wanna see you do it, like when you're thinking of me when I'm not there. And I'll do exactly what I do when I think of you when you're not there. Yeah, my nipples are a little more sensitive nowadays. Just lightly pinching it over my shirt. Twisting it a little bit. I really like watching you play with your breasts, too. Oh, you're gonna lift your shirt up? I'm okay with that. I love the view when you do that, so go for it. I'm a little too shy to do that right now, so I'm just gonna play over my shirt, but I love the sight of your breasts. And I think they look a little more erotic than usual on this lighting. I really love how they look right now, especially. Does it feel good when you play with your breasts? It looks like it feels really good with how you're playing with them. Yeah, I'm really turned on too. My nipples are so hard. You can probably see it through the fabric, huh? Much like yours. Yours are really hard. My mouth's watering looking at them, but I like this mutual masturbation stuff, so I'm just gonna enjoy the view while I touch my own breasts and stuff. I mean, yeah, I feel kind of impatient and I really want to touch down there, but I don't want to, like, go too far ahead of you, you know? Unless you're really pent up, too. No, I haven't masturbated this past week. To be honest, I've been waiting for you to come over, so I've been holding in a lot. I haven't played with myself for a good bit, so I'm pretty... worked up. I kind of just want to reach down between my legs and play down there, but... I'd love to watch you if you would do it with me. Do you want to try doing it how I do it when you're not here? Watching your hand move between
between your legs like that. Do you usually focus on the outside like me? Just playing with your clit and your lips and just doing that? Or do you like to put a finger or anything inside of it? How do you usually... Can you show me how you do it? Are you getting all excited watching me? Because I'm getting all excited watching you. You look so sexy when you play with yourself like that. I love you so much. Yeah, when you're not here, I always think of you doing this to me. I think of your hand between my legs, playing with my clit like that. Fuck. I want to do that to you so bad. What you're doing to yourself right now. Have you thought of me doing that to you? So nice when you're getting off. Does watching me do that to you? Because watching you is doing that to me. It's getting me so excited down there. You're so pretty. You're so sexy. I love you so much. I want you to feel good for me. And I want to feel good for you. I think this is even sexier than watching porn. This is so good. Yeah, you look so good. It feels so good for me when I watch you while playing with myself. Every moment we spend together, every single second together, it's so special to me. It's so precious to me. You're so precious to me. There's no one on this planet that means more to me than you do. There's no one on this planet I do this sort of thing with than you. So important to me. Yes. love with me. I'm not quite there, but I'm getting there. Are you getting close? It's okay if you are. If you're gonna come, I want you to come for me, because it'll send me right over the edge. Go for it if you need to. I love you so much. I want to see you come undone.
Heard of the term mutual masturbation, I thought it was gonna be kind of boring, but actually
That was really, really, really fucking hot. You were so beautiful when you came like that. I was amazed. Not to mention how really wonderful you sounded, too. You wanna look at the stars some more before we go ahead and pass out for the night, do you think? I think it's a good idea, too. I know how much you love looking at the stars. Let's look at the stars together. Let's enjoy some more peace and quiet together. I love you so much. You're so wonderful. You really are. And I'm so proud that I can call you mine.